Yes, dear listeners, we are continuing with business and economic segment with me, David Shombe, and the conversation for today is a business conversation. And today we are going to look at the areas of data management. We are going to look at data management and information management. It's a topic which is related to business. It's also related to data science and also computer science. But it's a very important topic, particularly on these days and particularly at this area. And it's a topic which need experts to come and engage in this platform. And just while I'm at the beginning, I will soon be connected with Thomas Chiweda. He's one of the individuals who invest more in computer and also business science, just to introduce us to the topic. And he's going to engage us on the areas of business development.
Hello.
Yes, Thomas Chiweda, good evening, and how are you?
Evening. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Yeah, just while we are at the beginning of our program, just maybe to introduce to the topic of data management, as is a very important topic in business development and also in various areas. Maybe just your simple definition: what is data management and why is it necessary?
Well, data management is actually entails the management of all the information within the organization.
Yeah.
Since you are specifically looking at the businesses in this perspective. So, in simple terms, just to, since we are now going into a digital era,
yeah.
So in simple terms, just to say, efficient use of data in the organization.
Hello? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Oh, sorry. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Okay, I almost lost you there.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Oh, yeah, now I can. It's like you're talking with Eco. It was a bit on loudspeaker, but now we can continue. Yeah, maybe to repeat that one, because the listeners were not hearing. Yeah. Hello?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. As I explained, data management is basically just I've spoken about how we are going into a digital era, so
yeah.
Which is now a data-driven era.
Yeah.
So it's basically just you as a personnel or as an organization actually making use of the data that is within the organization. So you have to manage it in terms of making sure that they are secure, making sure that they are helping within the improvement of business processes, making sure that they are actually like turning them into meaningful or decision making driven something. So
okay,
I would say yes.
Yeah, maybe when somebody wants to understand how should business keep their data or their information safe, because we understand that the data is everything. Other business individuals say data is everything which is coming in and out of your business, to that extent that to the point where you interpret it to become information. Maybe just from the perspective of somebody who is coming from a computer scientist, why should business, and maybe how should business keep their information safe?
There are quite a few of practices that business can consider in terms of keeping their information safe.
Yeah.
So one of the measures that they can actually take is, I'm sorry, but I might be diving deep into IT.
Yeah.
So it's data. We look at data encryption. So we look at which actually, in simple terms, you would say you'd want to have your information always accessible to whoever is supposed to have access to it. So your information should be encrypted. We look at regular data backups. So you make sure that in terms of anything that happens, you have possibility to recover and just, you know, have all your information as it is, and then you can still, you know, make decisions with regards to that information.
Yeah.
We also look at implementing things like access control systems, where you limit to say what information is available to. I mean, as an organization, you have different levels. Mm-hmm. You cannot give sensitive information to operational level. You have to maybe limit to say this is the information that can be accessed by operational level.
Yeah.
This is what can be accessed by middle level management and then other top level management. So with that, you get to, you know, restrict what goes out to your employees, and also, I mean, it just to keep your data safe and so on. So since now we are data driven, I mean, we also have data that is also sitting down there as physical data. So let me say a copy of whatever information with regards to the organization.
Yeah.
So we also need to implement such as things like secure physical access to such documents.
Yeah.
So it's just to make sure that the right people, so you can put up biometrics or whatever it is, the right people actually access that place to access whatever it is.
Uh-huh. Yeah, maybe just while we are there, maybe uh-huh. if... I'm just having a very small business. I'm only using, hard copy documents, reading and writing. I do everything manual, and I don't have a computer or a bigger phone that can be used to see. Maybe what is your advice to an SME which does not really use computers? How do we store those and manage those data that we are just in the form of document, in the form of invoice, receipts, and maybe I'm still managing everything manual. What is your advice on that?
Well, going manual is, we are in the digital era now, so most of the services they're headed to you know, having things done in the easier way. We are running away from all this paperwork and, I mean, hard copies and all these things.
Yeah.
But in case if you find yourself in a situation where you are running your organization and such, so I would actually advise I know it's actually safe because you know where you lock your document or whatever it is, but it's always a safer way in the digital world.
Yeah.
So I would advise you look at things like cloud storages, where you actually just back up all whatever it is that you have.
Yeah.
I mean, things can happen. You might lose your document, and then it's gone for good. Like there's no way you can find it anymore. So you use services like cloud storages, where only you yourself that have access to it. So it's registered to your account.
Yeah.
You log in with your own details. It's only you that know your details. You just make sure that your password is quite a good password.
Yeah.
So and then you store all your documents. So in case of anything, you can access it. You are in the north. You need what document. You don't need to send anybody to go look for what document on your office. You can access it from wherever you are. I mean, it just makes it so convenient for your operation. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah. Thomas Iweda, thank you very much for joining us this evening, and thank you for your input.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Yeah, you got it. You were listening to Thomas Iweda. He's a computer scientist and also an analyst, particularly in the areas of data. And he was talking about the importance and the necessity of data management and also how to store information in business. Yes, he was talking from a perspective of somebody who is in the field of computer science and data science. I'm going to simplify it to you. I'm going to put it down to you, and I'm also going to try to make it very simple, especially to SME operators. What do we mean when we talk about data? What do we mean when we talk about data management? What is the necessity of data, particularly in the areas of making strategic business decisions? And how do you analyze data? How do you manage data from the point where you are? And what is this big monster called, digital technology and also digitalizing everything, because in the current world we need to make sure that we can't leave our small businesses behind, particularly when you're talking about complicated things which only maybe deal with individuals who are using not really to say supercomputers, people who have storages, and people who can also be able to be advanced in terms of using digital technology. However, the concept for today, we are going to look at what are those data that we're talking about, why data management, what kind of records should be kept, and what do they mean? Because data without interpretation or without being analyzed, they are just raw data. But the data have to make meanings, and we are saying every decision which a business person is taking, which is being done or which was done based on understanding information, based on maybe analyzing data, I think that will be a concrete decision that will save that business. Our dear listeners, we are going for a commercial break. We are going to open the line, then we are going to engage based on what we have just started, which is data management. What are the areas of data management? What are those data that we are talking about? And how can we use data to our advantage? And just to simplify to a layman's term, to say these things are not just complicated, or they are not just things for people from a scientific point of view, but it's something that have been there, data have been there always, data have been used always, but it was very difficult for people to analyze what is data and what's the difference between data and information, and how can a small business without a computer can use data. So our dear listeners, we are going to a commercial break. We are going to open the line after that. Then we are going to continue to simplify what we have just started talking about.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved Imba that brings together various hymn books under one app. Here to unite a nation and spread the gospel. Some of the featured hymn books on Imba app are The Elsi Nehangano, The Osherero Omaimburiro, The Catholic Simane Kakarunga, The Afrikaans Sing Voor Diere, and many more. Contact us today if you'd like for your church hymn book to be added onto the...
How do we brew the perfect Heineken? At Heineken, we use our five-star brewing process to ensure a unique balanced taste for that refreshing first... Ah! Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Shiwanasha Namibia. Khamberera omwakarunga koe pamwe na Imba. Inokara uri kwanima yesiga. Endera pamwe nethimbo muyuni wo technology. Imonena eimbiro joe mwene kongodhi yoye yopeke pamwe na Imba. Imba oteta pamwe oshigwana nokwaandja gakaneka oonjimbo moshigwana ashihe shaNamibia. Moka epaka Imba otamu adhika ehwata lyoonjimbo dhoongeleka dha yooloka. Ngaashi ehangano lya Elsin, omaimburiro lyoshiherero, Simane Kakarunga lyakatolika Karoma, lyoshimburu Sang Fortier noongeleka dhimwe. Tudhengela nena ngele owa pumbwa omaimbiro gongeleka yoye ga kale ga gwedhwa ko. Koka epa ka imbako nora hetatu imwe mbarindatu tano hetatu nora hamano datu. Nenge ututumine o email ko digital@omalaiti.com. Otovuruku adha oka epa ka imbako App Store noko Google Play Store. Imo nena imba goe nena.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondutu.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Business and Economic segment. We were in the conversation with Thomas Weather, and was engaging us particularly in the areas of data management. And now is a platform where we have to simplify what data management is and how can a small business also be able to manage data. Now, apart from what I've been said, the basic simple definition of data management is when you collect, organize, and manage data and use them efficiently to support your decision making. Now, in the world of business intelligence, in the world of data science, individuals say everything is data. Everything is data. Everything which is happening to you contain data, contain certain form of unorganized information. Then let's put it down to an SME. An SME without a computer, an SME which is only having a book, which is a form of records keeping. Then you have to ask an SME operators, how many customers come to you every day? Because most people who are operating manually, they record, where did the money go? How many customers? Maybe you go to the extent of what is their age range. Maybe you can go to the extent of the gender of these individuals. If they maybe come and make an application, if you are still operating manually, if they come to your shop or they come to your market, you have to understand what is their gender, maybe what is their qualification, and all those simple things. And what do they buy every day? What do they buy every day? What is the record saying about the month of January? What is the record saying about the month of February and the month of March? All those simple information that you collect, all those simple information that when somebody took credit, when somebody took credit from your business, you can also record it to say, no, this individual took credit. Maybe in what month people are more likely to take credit, and it, or in what product is people are more likely to do this. That's why we are saying keeping records or making records and correcting information, correcting data, is always very important, because all these simple things that you are keeping in your business book, they are going to be used there, and they are very useful, especially if you are somebody who is good at paying attention to details, and also somebody who is very good at connecting the dots and analyze those information. Because we are saying in the business world, in data intelligence world, in business intelligence world, every information which is happening to a business is data, and every information has value. That's why when people are saying they want to do monitoring and evaluation, when a monitoring and evaluation expert come to your business, they look at all the information and what are those information mean to you. Now, when you come now to the point of all those information, where do you keep those data? Are you somebody who does not care about clients' privacy, clients' sensitive information, or do you just have all the documents there saved in the same computer that you are also using at home, or do you have a secure way of saving and protecting those information? People are talking about data encryption. Even if you do not have a computer, do you have a secure way of protecting people's information? And how do you use this information to make decisions? Because I'm talking about this because we are in a world where not necessarily that people are careless. People, they do not know the value of information in decision making, and the value of information in advancing their business and their personal life. Because when you are operating a business, you are dealing with human beings, and you are dealing with individuals from different areas, and these individuals have different they come with different aims, and they come to buy different products. And for somebody who is very clever, be able to collect those data. Be able to collect those data, because the well-known data which those are physical data which people can look at, letters of complaint. They look at maybe the number of calls that you receive, number of complaints that you receive in your business. You look at invoice. You look at purchase order. You can also look at important documents like agreements. Those one. Then you can also look at stock. Those are basic data that people can also look at. However, these data are nothing without them being analyzed, and they mean nothing if you don't analyze them and you don't make decisions based on that. Dear listeners, to our young business individuals who do not have a computer to be used to digitalize all the information that you have in your business. It is always very important to make sure that data management is not limited to computers. Yes, it's a very important field now, but data management is also mean the information that you are getting from your clients, the sensitive information that you are getting from your clients, but you have to make sure that you keep them safe. You have to make sure that you keep them safe. And you also need to make sure that you interpret those information, because when a client is coming to you, giving you all the information, even a complaint is data. A complaint is data. A customer calling you to insult you, that is data. A customer pressing you, that is data. Because your business is not your business alone. The decision of your business is based on what customers are doing. If you receive 25 complaints every month, then you analyze them. What were they about? Then you go to the stock and look at the product which people were complaining about. Then you look at where people are not buying and where people are buying a lot. You can be able to make decisions based on that. That's why there are those institutions which employ data analysts. Some people, they call them, they're also business analysts. Those people who can synthesize, who can, simplify information. That's why when we are talking about the concept of data management today, we are not only limiting it to bigger businesses, and we are also not limiting it to business which are advanced in terms of tech. Because even Meme who is selling Kapana, you must keep your records straight. You must keep your records straight, particularly the records of stocks, particularly the records of your clients, particularly the records of your finance, particularly the records of your suppliers. Because after 2 years, you will be in business. Then you have these documents. You will be able to see where are you going wrong and where are you going right. Which information should I keep safe? Which information should I share with the public? Because if we pay attention correctly, then you look at what happened at the end of last year. What happened at the end of last year when Telecom and the Ministry of Health was hacked. People were not looking at other things. People were looking at information. People were looking at information because those people understand that the moment they get this information, they can be able to use them for their business decision. Why you just have an open book? The book that you write about people who took credit is just there. The book about information of your clients is just there in the business. There is nothing stored. How do you think your business will thrive? The book about the personal information about clients is just open. Computers do not have, you don't have safe storage. You don't have any method of data security that can assist you. If you are still operating manual, you do not have a safe at home where you can keep your records. That is the better thing you can do if you are not digitally wise, or if you are not somebody who is vested in the use of digital technology, because other people in other countries, they use information to make money. They use information to make money because a person can come to your business doing research, then look at the number of people that are coming every day or every month. Then they also look at the gender of those people. They look at their age range. They look at their qualifications. They look at their basic product that they buy. From there, that person can come up with a product that you cannot compete with, because they understand the importance of data. Because the reality, they are saying, the reality is in front of us, but we are not able to thrive in that reality because a lot of things are hidden. That's why it's always good for a business person. That's why they are saying, where are your invoices? Where are your records? Where are you making your plans? Because sometimes, even when your business is failing, those information are still very important, because when you have records of why business is failing, when you have records which is indicating the how business is failing, this is exactly the same thing that you are going to use when you want to advance your business, because you will be able to know through this data, or through this data, if I put them together, I analyze them, then I come up with this information to say, every day individuals are just taking 20 kg of sugar. Every day, these people, they like sugar. They're just taking sugars on credit. They're just taking breads on credit, but they don't take other products like washing soaps and other things on credit. Then you understand that. That is where you tackle your business. Why individuals are doing this? Maybe I need to buy smaller, the smaller size of that product that people can be able to achieve, can be able to afford. Maybe I need to come up with a different way of how I can protect my business from, being taken just for granted. Because the moment you don't have information, the moment you are just operating business without any records, without any book, without you knowing who come to you, when and where, I think we still have a long way to go. We still have a long way to go, because if you are expecting data science or data analytics to be complicated as from that level, I think there is something that you are not getting right. Because all these complicated things that people call data analytics, people call data science, data analysis, those of you who did research understand what the data analysis mean, it's all coming to all the minor details that a person get about individuals who are engaging with your institution and how you interpret them. It all boils down to that area, how you interpret them. And how are you going to interpret them? Because the moment you analyze those data in a very simple way, you don't need any method. You can just look at them, then you can compare them, then you look which one are necessary, which one are useful. Then you can tell a story from it. Because data, which means different things, a person can write a book about it, because data can be interpreted in different ways. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe, and we are continuing with engagement for today. We are looking at data management. We are also looking at areas of why data management is very important, whether you are technologically wise or whether you are still operating at the traditional way of doing things, manual operators, and how can you protect our business from...
Life's all about making real moments. So here's to you for being 100% real. From having conversations on the stoop to the early hours of the morning, to taking pictures for memories, not mentions, to chilling at home with the chommies and saying, of course, they can bring their friend of a friend of a friend. Here's to making everyday moments better by keeping it 100% real. Vintook, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low, because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than The Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the Eye.
Dear listeners, welcome to Business and Economic segment with me, David Shombe. We are continuing with Lecture Hall 1. Today we are looking at one of the deemed sophisticated topic of data management. Why data management matter, and how can we practice data management from a smaller business operator? Some people they call it SME, some they call it the edge of economic ecosystem. And maybe just to an individual who is operating an SME, and you do not have a supercomputer, you do not have advanced technology, maybe you just have your touch phone and you have all your records. Then you need to ask yourself, who have access to your customers' information? Where is that book that you keep records of all your customers? Where is that book that you keep numbers of your customers? Where is that records that you keep, credit? And where is that record of the book that you keep, people who have paid? Where are the documents of your stock? Where are the documents of your invoices? And where are the documents of things that you have ordered? Where are your previous documents? And for how long you have been operating without documents in order? Because that is where we want to start now. Because business information, whether the business is doing well, whether the business is doing wrong, there are always those data. There are always those data which need interpretation, which need analysis for them to inform the decision of the future. Because if from today on, if you're a young business person or you wanted to start a business or you have already been in operation, but you are operating a business without any record, if you don't have information in your computer, maybe start writing somewhere or start keeping those small invoices, start keeping those small receipts, start keeping those financial statements, just start storing them, start keeping those records. Don't just write when people finish paying, you throw away the book. Because we understand from informal market, there's always those people who undermine people's business and they come take credit even if they do have money, but they don't do it to bigger businesses. The book that you write about credits of people, those are your data. Those are your data. You may be able to come up with right information when you start studying the pattern, because data's, they don't lie. If you interpret them very well, they will show you a pattern to say, people only start taking credit from the 25th to the 30th. From there, you are stable until you come to the 25th. Then you understand what you need to do. Then you understand what decision are you going to take. There is always records about the product which is being finished first. And there is always records about the risk. What time of the year you are most likely to lose products, either through even theft or through individuals taking without paying. Those are your information. Anything which happened to the business, either it was broken into, either flood came, you have to keep records of those things, because everything is data. Those things that you keep, those information that you keep, if you keep them safe, because remember, they look simple to you. They look simple to you. But when somebody come with ill intention and use all those information, this person can come up with a different story, then can come up with a counter business that you are not going to beat. because they understand what information is. Don't just do business for the sake of doing business, but keep records. Because people don't make decisions because in a competitive business environment, people don't do decisions based on emotions. Yeah, emotions can get involved because it's human beings, but people make decisions based on concrete evidence, well analyzed, interpreted data. We show the pattern of a business, then these individuals are able now to make sure that those are the decisions that they are going to take, because it tells you all the patterns, how things are going, if they are going very well, where you do need to improve, where the problem is coming from, and where are the opportunities. Yeah, that's why we are saying today records keeping is necessary. Don't focus on the money only, although the money is what you want. You must focus on the money, but you must be very, very careful on how you do your things. You must be very, very careful on how to do your things, and you must make sure that in whatever you do, especially which involve a client, keep records. And there is nothing which beat the safety of information, and there is also nothing which beat information used in the right way. Because remember, you are in business, but you it's also your responsibility to make sure that all the sensitive information are kept. All the sensitive information are kept, and all the sensitive information are stored. Thomas was talking about encrypting your information. Was talking about storing things on cloud. And was talking about having a backup, a backup storage. But that's a different thing. If you are still operating manual, just make sure that you have some things to store what you have, and just also make sure that you clean your data, you clean all those information, because you don't necessarily need everything that you keep record of. There are times when you only need certain information. You only need maybe the age range of your clients who used to buy a certain product within a certain season. And you are going to come up with a plan about how do you increase that, that support or that customer support, because up to now you still have individuals who operate businesses, but they don't know the age range of their clients. They do not know what types of clients do you have. Is it old people who are supporting you? Do you have middle-aged people, or are they young people? Just say, no, I'm doing business, I'm selling this one. But what is your customer base? You can't get that because you don't keep records. You can't get that because you don't have information. And you can't have that because that is the reason maybe the decision that you are making are not effective. And dear listeners, I'm saying this with much respect, especially to informal businesses. We have seen a lot of businesses making a lot of money, especially in the informal sector, with a lot of clients, and we have also witnessed businesses going down very fast. We have witnessed businesses going down very fast. Not really because something wrong was done, just because people fail to keep the pattern. Signs are always there that the business is not going to do well. But how are you going to detect this? You're only going to detect this if you keep records. Signs are always there when the business is doing well. But how are you going to maintain it? You are only going to maintain it when you keep records of all the minor details. Not necessarily everything, but all the minor details. Look at the stock. Look at the market. Look at the people who are coming in. Look at people who are working. Look at your suppliers and all those things. Look at the smaller details. Look at seasons. Which season you were making a lot of money, and why are you not making it when you are at the same season that you were last year? Yeah, that's why the solution to that is understand or having right information, having insight, because there is always a say to say, information is power. There's always a saying to say information is power, and information and knowledge, they go hand in hand. Because the moment you have enough information about your competitors, the moment you have enough information about the change in the stock market, the moment you have enough information about which product is most likely to make you a lot of money, and the moment you have enough information about, you know, what is your customer base, who are your customers, if your customers are students or are learners, what will happen to your business when it's school time? And you can only get this if you are really good at understanding your information. So to our dear listeners, ladies and gentlemen, we are 3 minutes before we come to the end of our program. We are 3 minutes before we come to the end of our program. Today we are talking about why data management, what kind of records need to be kept, what do we mean by what do data mean, and just going to in summary of what we have said. Today we were talking about data management in business. What we have said is that data management is a practice or is a method of collecting information, organizing, protecting, and storing that information, which can be used, interpreted, and can also be used by that business person to make future concrete decisions. And we said data is almost everything which is happening around you, but not everything. Then we look at the way of keeping records. We talk about letters of complaints. We talk about invoices. We talk about purchase orders. We talk about agreements. We talk about stock. We talk about information about your finance, and also information about credits and debts. All those are very important information in business. And the moment you have all this, know how to read them, because that is the only way you are going to save your business. And we also indicated that, small business operators, especially informal business operators, who do not have really computers or don't have a smartphone to store their data on clouds or encrypt them, you must write what is happening in your business. You must keep records, and also make sure that you keep this record safe. Yes, to our dear listeners, data, information, numbers, they rule the world. Decisions are made about us because people have insight about what we eat every day. People have insight about, what we like wearing. That's why something is made in the US, something is made in China, but I'm most likely to fall in love with that item even at the moment I see that item, because they studied our behavior, they have our information, they have our data. Why are we not doing the same to keep our records safe and also to use data to our advantage? There's a call. Hello?
Yes, you get it, Sam.
Yes, how are you?
I'm good, how is it?
I'm well. You are listening to Business and Economic Segment. What's your contribution?
The contribution is all about what?
Data management.
Data management?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, thank you to our caller. We understand that you're always there listening to us. It's always very good. And like I'm always saying, make sure that you download our app, Eagle FM Namibia, and follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And the good thing about downloading our app is that you'll be able to follow our previous programs, which you did not get an opportunity to listen to, or you listen them into half. Then you'll be able to get those information. Then you can follow. Have a blessed weekend from me, David Shombe. Thank you very much, and thank you for your time. Continue listening to our programs. I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Tatefly and Narvanda with their program, Mtuma.
Back
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved Imba that brings together various hymn books under one app, here to unite a nation and spread the gospel. Some of the featured hymn books on Imba app are the Elsine Hangano, the Osherero Omaimburiro, the Catholic Simane Kakarunga, the Afrikaans Sing Voor Diere, and many more. Contact us today if you'd like for your church hymn book to be added onto the list of Imba hymn books. 081-23-58-063. You can also email us at digital@omalighty.com. Download and discover Imba today. You can find it on the App Store as well as the Google Play Store.